The Crusade Channel is proud to promote the Epoch Times newspaper, and I ask you to do the same. Please visit them today and consider subscribing using our affiliate link by going to crusadechannel.com/epoch.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, October the 5th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by the Epoch Times, America's new hometown newspaper of record. Used and endorsed by Mike Church, the Epoch Times is journalism that you can count on. Subscribe today at crusadechannel.com/epoch. Here's what to listen for this hour. The High Court starts another term, the latest political news from Magdalene Rose, and the different views regarding abortion. The Supreme Court yesterday opened a new term that's filled with crucial cases on how much access to abortion can be restricted and whether New York State infringed upon the Second Amendment. Chief Justice John Roberts opened the term by noting that Justice Brett Kavanaugh was participating remotely. Kavanaugh tested positive for COVID-19 last week, though a court spokeswoman said his family members all tested negative and that he was showing no symptoms. Yesterday was the first time the justices convened in person since arguments went remote because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Two cases were scheduled to be heard before justices headed home for the evening. One deals with a challenge filed by Tennessee by Mississippi concerning the former allegedly pumping out groundwater near the latter's territory. Mississippi is seeking over $600 million in damages. Another concerns the entry into a home by a law enforcement officer who did not identify himself. Lawyers for the man say the entry violated the man's constitutional rights. In other news, AOC is at it again. With more, here's Crusade Channel political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
AOC is once again making it clear that the progressives want to go big with social infrastructure spending, even amidst pushback from the moderate wing of the Democrat Party. On Twitter, AOC wrote that a $1 trillion bill would come to just about $100 billion every year. That's the annual budget for NYC alone, but spread thin for everyone in the U.S. Do you think that's enough to be impactful, she said, to be widely felt in people's lives? It's not. Sufficiency is the bare minimum. AOC went on to say, implying that $1 trillion falls below her acceptable minimum. Indeed, New York City's most recent budget was just shy of $100 billion, according to the city. Infrastructure talks are currently at an impasse as Democrats hash out how much they are willing to spend on party-line social spending. While I do not usually cover anything AOC says because I don't think it's as relevant as it was even a year ago, her position on the infrastructure bill does matter because she has quite a bit of power with the progressive wing of the Democrat Party. And the more that Biden gives to Senators Manchin and Sinema to try to get something passed, the more he will anger the very progressive wing of the Democrat Party. And what's very important to know is that ideologues, people like AOC, people in her area and her caucus, they are willing to punish Biden in the midterms to advance an agenda that they want, even if they have to have it done through executive order throughout the rest of Biden's term. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Women need abortion to succeed, according to a recent U.S. Supreme Court brief followed by more than 500 female athletes. But not all women agree. In another brief for the same case, hundreds of professional women present a different argument. Abortion harms women. Law professors Teresa Collett and Helen Avalé and legal scholar Erica Bakayoki filed an amicus brief representing 240 women scholars and professionals and various pro-life organizations in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, which the Supreme Court will hear on December the 1st. The case challenges Roe v. Wade, the 1973 case that legalized abortion nationwide. Our quote of the day comes from St. Charles Borromeo. If we wish to make any progress in the service of God, we must begin every day of our life with new eagerness. Coming up, our saint of the day, the saint was a disciple of Saint Benedict. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi everyone, Jamie Scott here. For those that might not know me, I'm the director of the Sparrow's Nest here in Athens, Georgia. We're a local nonprofit aimed to help those who are broken, beaten, and abused and stereotyped by the harshness of this world. Our team work alongside many local businesses and community members to provide service to our clients. One of those businesses is Bulldog Kia. Did you know when you buy a new Kia from Bulldog Kia, a portion of your purchase goes to the Sparrow's Nest? You can buy a new car and get the chance to save lives. How cool is that? Head on over to BulldogKia.com to check out their great selection of new Kias. Have you seen the new 2022 Kia Telluride? It's beautiful. You can also visit them in person on Atlanta Highway next to Sam's Club. You can learn more about the Sparrow's Nest and additional ways you can give back to our organization by visiting sparrowsnestathens.org. Thank you for your support, and remember, we'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is Saint Placidus. He was born in Rome in the year 515 of a patrician family, and at 7 years of age was taken by his father to the Benedictine monastery of Subiaco, recently founded, to be educated. At 13 years of age, he followed Saint Benedict to a new foundation at Monte Cassino, where he grew up in the practices of a wonderful austerity and innocence of life. He had scarcely completed his 21st year when he was chosen to found a monastery at Messina in Sicily, upon some estates which had been given by his father to Saint Benedict. He spent 4 years in building that monastery. There miracles made him known, and it was said that his humility was so perfect and had such charm that it earned him the affection of all. He could not see a poor man without hastening to aid him. One day he cured all of the sick of the island at the same time, when they were brought and assembled before him for his benediction. The 5th year spent by the monks in Messina had not yet ended when a band of Saracen pirates, who had already killed a great many persons, burnt everything to the ground in the year 541. They then put to a lingering death not only Placid, but 30 monks who had joined him, but also his 2 brothers, Eutychius and Victorinus, and his holy sister Flavia, who had come to visit him. The entire flotilla of the invaders perished when these barbarians left the island amid a sudden storm. Although they had 100 ships and were 16,800 in number, not one ship or passenger survived. A religious who had escaped notice wrote to St. Benedict in an account of the massacre after burying the martyrs. St. Placid was the first Benedictine martyr, and the monastery of Messina, which was rebuilt not long afterwards, was henceforth known by his name. Finally, inflation continues to rise at the fastest pace in decades, providing critics of Joe Biden's signature spending plans more ammunition to fight against them. The Bureau of Economic Analysis on Friday released data on personal consumption expenditures, a key marker of inflation used by the Federal Reserve. Those PCE numbers showed the fastest increase in 30 years. BEA said, quote, PCE price index for August increased 4.3% from a year ago, reflecting increases in both goods and services. Energy prices increased 24.9%, and food prices increased 2.8%. Excluding food and energy, the PCE price index for August increased 3.6% from a year ago. That figure continues a steady trend of concerning inflation markers. Those in the Biden regime have said that the inflation would be, quote, transitory, but some economists say the inflation could continue until at least 2023. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, The Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.